Well, we're previewing the 25th season of the Welsh Premier League, and here we are at Leighton Park in Newtown. All the teams are arriving in their kit, looking fancy, having their photos taken, and one man who's marshalling the TNS, like the guardian, like the bouncer of TNS, the Rev, as per usual. How are you?
Hello, Mark. I'm okay. You?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. What's this like for you, this event?
I think it's an honour to be here to represent TNS, but also to be here for the launch of the Welsh Premier League photo shoot. Sgodio are here as well, and your good self. So lots of media here capturing what's going on, which is important not only for the clubs, but also for the fans and the wider exposure of the league.
And as usual, TNS have had an elongated summer, European adventures. Portugal, what was that like?
Oh, it was fantastic. Really enjoyed it. And of course, the result was the icing on the cake, losing at home to Europa, who I must say are a very good side. Going there, winning 3-1, well, that was a fantastic turnaround. When the final whistle went, we all felt elation like we've probably never experienced for quite some time in football circles.
It's one of the greatest comebacks I've seen by a Welsh side in a second leg. You know, I mean, it's interesting. I think a lot of people had already dismissed TNS for that and thought it wasn't going to take off, it wasn't going to happen. But quite clearly, TNS have a side which said, right, okay, the first leg wasn't the best, we can play better.
Absolutely. There was a lot of negativity around TNS's first leg, not from within the camp, I must add. In fact, prior to kickoff, I was on radio, BBC Radio Shropshire, talking about the game live, and the point that I was making was the positivity within the TNS camp. Not positivity for the sake of it, but genuine confidence that we could turn that around. And of course, that was realised, and it was, as I've said, a fantastic result, and we're all very happy campers indeed.
Now, you're helping to train the next generation because you've got a couple of Glyndŵr Uni students hanging around, haven't you?
We have indeed. The university at Wrexham is not far from Park Hall. So in the last year, we've made some links with the university because they have a broadcasting media and journalism. I think that's the right order. I know there are three of them anyway, a department. And we've made some very good inroads and links there. So we're taking on students with our media department, which is me, and we're using them, of course, to give them experience, but also to help us out as well. Helping pair of hands here and there doesn't do anyone any harm.
I was going to say, as more people get to know about TNS because of the European adventures and the league, because of the profile, I suppose there is more demand on all the media offices, isn't there, to try and get as much stuff out as possible.
Well, certainly, and during the European campaign, there's a peak, as you can imagine. Normally, during the Welsh Premier League season, it's quite busy for TNS, but once we hit the European campaign, I guess there's not much going on elsewhere in football, so we become the focus of a lot of attention, whether it's UEFA, certainly BBC, nationally as well as just locally. So the phone is continually ringing, interviews required with the manager, players, so on and so forth. Busy, but blessed, as I like to describe it.
What's it like as an organising experience for that? Because, you know, you're also dealing with foreign media, aren't you? You probably, in some cases, might not be able to speak the language with them, let alone know what their requirements are.
Well, I might not be able to speak their language, but fortunately they can speak English. So speaking English is a great blessing, of course, to be involved in the world of football these days. But it is a pleasure to be involved, especially with the Gibraltarians. We built some really good relationships. And on a personal level, I'm a collector of Welsh football memorabilia that I've saved during my journey with TNS. So when they arrived, we'd already made contact prior to the game at Park Hall. When they arrived, they said, "We've got something for you." So they pulled out the bag, a couple of shirts from the training kit that they'd got, which one was signed by the whole squad. I've got one signed by Liam Walker, who's now signed for Notts County, of course. And then they gave me one of the shirts from the kit that they'd brought with them. So those are all now on my wall at home. I've got a good wife, by the way. We don't need wallpaper. We've got the wall covered in memorabilia. But that was a great privilege to build those relationships, which, although the games have come and gone, the friendships and relationships will long continue.
I think it's also experience, isn't it? So you get to see how other people operate, and you get to see, you know very well the press officers that are involved in our league, but then going to see how other countries operate is always a great learning experience.
It most certainly is, and like life in general, there's some things you learn in the negative, i.e. how not to do things, but there are also lots of stuff that you pick up along the way that are good tips that you're able to either bring on board fully or adapt into your own circumstance. And for me as a person, whether it's working with TNS or life in general, I'm always wanting to learn, to improve, to become better and take things forward.
So here we are 25 years into this league. Over the recent history, TNS have dominated. There seems no desire for that to change. Of course, you know, slipped up last season, lost the Welsh Cup to Bala, obviously. But is there still an enthusiasm from TNS for this league?
Yeah, there most certainly is. In the old changing room, because we've had it remodelled, there was a banner, if you like, that went all the way around. Well, two of the walls, complacency is the enemy of success. And although the banner is not there in the new model, the attitude certainly is. And amongst the players, although we have done very well in recent seasons, there's no complacency within the side. And we're looking forward to the new campaign. It's going to be tough, of course. I think that every year, because I genuinely believe that the Welsh Premier League is improving. It's getting better season on season. The likes of Bangor, Bala, Connors Quay, I think they will all be pushing TNS, which, from the big picture perspective, can only be a good thing.
And do you think that, from TNS's perspective, I know you say the situation about complacency and how people feel about not being complacent about winning the title, but is there a feeling more in the TNS changing room that actually the next target is to go third qualifying round Champions League, and actually the push and the emphasis needs to be more on that this season than winning the league?
Well, our chairman, Mike Harris, has gone on record many times stating that his personal desire and ambition is to make the group stages, whether it's the Champions League or Europa. And so I guess that is always at the back of the mind of those involved with the club, whether it's the playing staff, the management, or indeed people like me who are attached in the wider sense. We all want to see the club progress, move on, and make those group stages. Get Ronaldo down Park Hall on a Tuesday night in February. Let's see what he's made of.
That's the beauty, that you do play your home games at Park Hall in Europe, you know, apart from the odd one that goes up to the Millennium because of the size. It is actually in your benefit to play there, I suppose, because it's the atmosphere that you know, and they absolutely won't.
Well, you would think so, although it didn't work against the Croatian champions, of course. But ultimately, when that whistle goes, it's about the 11 players on the pitch. And in my time with the New Saints, I've certainly seen an improvement year on year with the squad. And when you talk to people who have been around the club a lot longer than I have, then they're all unanimous in the fact that each season the team is getting stronger. And so you look at results in the last couple of seasons, well, the last three or four seasons even, apart from the little blip at home to Rijeka, the Croatian champions, we've been getting closer and closer and closer. And who knows, maybe next season that could be the time that we do progress a little bit further than we have been doing so far.
Obviously, we've had a change of manager this season. Do you feel TNS is now a team in transition this season because Craig's gone, Scott's in, or does it feel like business as usual?
A little bit of both, I guess. There is obviously a transition when a manager goes. I think also, not just Craig Harrison, but Carl Darlington, who was an excellent coach, and he will be obviously missed as well on that level. But this is football. Football moves on, clubs move on, and personally, I've got absolutely nothing but confidence in TNS's ability under Scott and Steve Evans into the new season.